than the truth. It was in early April in the year 83 that I woke one morning to find Sherlock Holmes standing, fully dressed, by the side of my bed. He was a late riser, as a rule, and as the clock on the mantelpiece showed me that it was only 7:15, I blinked up at him in some surprise, and perhaps just a little resentment, for I was myself regular in my habits. "Very sorry to knock you up, Watson," said he, "but it's the common lot this morning. Mrs. Hudson has been knocked up. She retorted upon me, and I on you."
"What is it, then, a fire?"
"No, a client. It seems that a young lady has arrived in a considerable state of excitement, who insists upon seeing me. She's waiting now in the sitting room. Now, when young ladies wander about the metropolis at this hour of the morning and knock sleepy people out of their beds, I presume that it is something very pressing which they have to communicate. Should it prove to be an interesting case, you would, I am sure, wish to follow it from the outset.